And let's bring in our special guest, the very lovely Stacey Solomon.
Hi, Stacey.
How are you?
Hello, darling.
Ah, look at that for a hug. How are you?
Yeah, I'm wonderful.
Come round here and come and talk to us.
Hi, Stacey. How are you?
It's lovely, Stacey Solomon. Stacey Solomon. Stacey Solomon. Good morning.
Morning.
Well... How are you?
Wonderful. I just love this time in the morning.
Is it your favourite?
Yes. Best ever.
So, what have you been up to recently?
Oh, you know, the usual. Got engaged.
Oh!
Congratulations.
Thanks,
we haven't seen you.
I love that, finally.
I know, it's only been 4 years. I mean.
Where did you get engaged?
Just in New York.
Oh.
As you do.
What happened? How did you do it?
I was on a horse and carriage, but it's not as romantic as it sounds. The horse was like a little bit worse for wear, and he was called Steve.
Oh, Steve,
so the horse. Amazing.
With this driver going, come on, Steve, come on.
That's a great name for a horse.
It's a perfect name for a horse.
Yeah.
And he says, he gets a little ring out, does he?
Yeah.
In the box?
No. We went to get that after.
All right.
And he says, very romantically, gonna marry me then?
Aww.
I said, if you ask, that'd be nice.
So what, and then you went, what, so you went from there straight off to get a ring?
Yeah.
Aww. And then what did you do?
That's it.
Right, lovely.
Then I sat and looked at him for 5 days.
Do you know the weirdest thing about this story is?
Mm.
Is that I was in New York at the same time as Stacey.
Yes.
So we'd sent a little text message to each other going, oh, must hook up, see if we can hook up while we're in New York. And anyway, so we'd said we'll go for milkshake, right, in New York. Where are you? I'm on Fifth Avenue. And I'm like, well, so are we. So look, here's where we're going. We'll go to Pop Burger, right, just next to FAO Schwartz, and we'll have a milkshake and a burger. Mm. Brilliant, lovely. So she turns up with a fella. And my mum and dad are there, so we have a milkshake and we have a burger and it's all lovely. And we're there for about an hour and a half, something like that, chatting away. And me and Mr. Solomon, future Mr. Solomon, had a couple of beers and all good, right? On the Brooklyn beer, lovely.
Mini burgers.
Mini burgers.
Mm. Oh, those are slider things you're telling us about.
Yeah,
oh,
really nice.
So good.
And then that's it. We'll have a nice trip home and see you later. Bye. Love to see you. Stays like that. Bye, mum and dad and all that. Lovely. Off they go. And I get a text from my mate going, who's read on Twitter? Oh, Stacey Solomon's got engaged. And I'm like, what are you on about? I've just spent an hour and a half with her. She never mentioned it. I text Stacey going, oi, are you engaged? She's going, oh, yeah, I keep forgetting.
Was that the same day then?
No, it's the day after.
Right. Day after.
It was so fresh.
Yeah.
I didn't think to mention it.
And the weird thing is, I'd looked down at her hand at one point and seen a ring and just not mentioned it. You know when you kind of subliminally notice something, that was it. Are you engaged? Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Indeed, I forgot.
Well, congratulations, though.
Thanks.
It's really good news.
You said that so sincere.
No, it is good news.
It's really good news.
It's really good news. I'm pleased for you.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks. It's love.
You're a busy little girl at the moment.
I know. I can't help myself. So greedy.
You read on Twitter, she's never sitting at home with her feet up. She's always somewhere doing something. Mm. You're all over the place.
I like to get about.
Well, and you do. You are about. And Stacey, I saw her on T4 at the weekend.
Oh, right.
Having fun with the boys. And Driving Home for Christmas is Stacey's song.
Oh.
And it's out and you can buy it and it could be number one. Everyone's talking about it. Could it be number
one? It's a big race for the top spot.
I'm running.
Yeah. Would you like to be number one? Yes! Yes, I would. Well, we're going to play it as well. Have you heard it on the radio yet?
No.
Have you not?
Oh, I don't ever sit and... Well, obviously, I listen to your show.
Sure. Yeah, thanks.
On repeat sometimes.
Yeah, thanks.
But I'll never get time to listen to the radio.
What do you mean? I never get that when people say that. When you're in the car, put it on in the car.
When am I ever in the car?
When you're getting driven to all these things that you're doing.
Yeah, no, but then they always listen to, like... Religion.
Well, you can ask them to...
Religion FM.
You can get them to change it.
Oh, yeah, but I don't want to be rude.
Well, that's not rude. You just ask nicely. Do you mind, you know,
put Radio 1 on. I want to hear my song. That's fine.
Next time.
All right.
But what if I put it on and then you don't play it? What a waste of time. I'll have to listen to you talking.
What do you mean? It's still a good show, whether, you know... Oh, it's rubbish. Didn't play my song once. So let's have a look at things that Stacey's been up to. Stacey, well, only recently has she lost her jungle crown, because she was Queen of the Jungle.
Yeah, lost it to Dougie.
To Dougie. And, yep, she's got engaged to Aaron. And you're pregnant as well.
Other congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Can't tell.
She's done a new TV show. Are you showing yet?
Yeah, look at the size of it.
Oh, I just thought you put a bit of beef on with all them Harry Bows.
I am a fatty.
You're not a fatty.
I am. This is where my inner fatty gets to come out.
Oh, really?
I'm really shine.
Are you looking forward to being got all really pregnant? And
only because it's Christmas.
Right.
Because then I've got an excuse to eat, like, the whole turkey, then have some more turkey the next day cold.
It's true.
I'm eating for two. When's the baby due? When's baby Chris 7th due?
7th of May.
7th of May. Little baby Christopher.
Little Jewish Christopher.
Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
I do.
Are you saying?
No, just in case it comes out the opposite.
Right.
Or with both.
Right.
You just never know.
Yeah. Right.
So.
Could be twins, you never know.
No, it's
triplets.
Not.
One could be hiding behind the other one. Yeah, Stacey was saying, I really want to name it Chris after you.
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
No, Dave, the complete opposite. Yeah. I went, you could call the baby Chris, and her face dropped. She goes, yeah, don't think so.
You could name it after Steve the horse.
Oh, yeah. Steve.
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 Oh, there's Steve now. Hiya, Steve. Lovely. And Stacey's done a new TV show, which is going to be on TV next year.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Called The Love Machine.
Yeah, it's with a bit of a loser.
No.
But actually,
it's not.
The show's great.
Yeah.
I'm great.
Yeah.
My partner.
Isn't that, don't you do it? Is it George Clooney who hosts it?
Who is your co-host?
Brad Pitt.
You might know him. Grey.
Right.
Large.
Yeah. Go on, old. Throw that in.
Bit stubble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Handsome.
Slightly
though.
Old. Handsome in a large grey way.
Oh my god, wow. Unbelievable.
No, he's the best co-host ever.
Thanks. After Keith Lemon, yeah. Well, it's filmed in front of a studio audience.
Who is it? Sorry, I'm...
It's me!
No, I'm right, it's me!
Because you just left us hanging there. I think it's large grey way.
I know you weren't thinking of me because she said old and grey and large.
Oh, so it's you two then together. That would be nice.
Oh. 10 shows. Mm. 10 shows for Stacey.
It was brilliant, wasn't it?
Oh, I'm to work with her every day for a week.
What a life you lead.
Oh, my God.
Lucky you.
The things that you learn from Stacey.
And the thing is, we might be able to do it again.
Oh, God.
You loved it.
He did.
Do you know what? It was a lot of recording. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We had a little buggy. Remember I said that I wanted a buggy because we filmed at Shepperton Studios. Yep.
And we never saw anyone, did we?
No, I saw a couple of people.
Oh.
But then we went around in the buggy, around me and Stacey. And Stacey goes, let's take it out on the road. Let's go to Tesco's.
I really want... Because you could drive them on the road, can't you?
No.
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 No, it's like a golf buggy. Yeah. But no, we had a lot of fun. It was good. Well done. Congratulations on your engagement.
Thanks, love.
Mm. Oh, poor old Aaron, his life's over now.
It was over the day he met me.
Oh, that poor, long-suffering bloke. And he's so lovely and quiet. He's been talked to death by Stacey over the years. You know, I asked him a question when we were in New York. He didn't say anything. I says, what's up? And he goes, I'm not used to talking when Stacey's around.
He's just enjoying the peace and quiet.
Yeah.
But what a nice way to go into Christmas, though. Baby on the way, engaged, all that stuff.
Oh, I'm very happy. I'm loving it.
A hit TV show on the way as well.
Let's hope. And the record as well, which is driving home for Christmas. And as much Iceland food as she can get into her belly.
Woo-hoo!
And it's not... She doesn't like the prawn rings.
No, you said that.
She likes... dinosaur faces or something. What is it?
Smiley faces and dinosaur chicken.
Mm. There you go.
Yeah, they're my favourite.
Smiley faces,
and
dinosaur
chicken. Do
you
remember, like, Eskimo roll?
Yeah.
That's there as well. They've got all the good stuff. It's my favourite. That's my favourite part.
Should we play your song?
Oh, how exciting. Yeah. Go on.
So this is Stacey's song, and it's out now, and all the proceeds are going to charity, which is very nice. It's nice for Stacey to do that. This is Stacey Solomon and Driving Home for Christmas.
Aww.
I love this song. I do.
Do ya?
Yeah. I listen to this every year when I'm in the car going home.
Are you going to listen to my version this year?
Yeah, well, yes. I'll put on both. I'll put you at the beginning and Chris at the end.
Is it a long journey home?
Yeah, it is.
You can listen to it on repeat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm driving home for Christmas.
Stacey Solomon.
Oh, I can't wait to see you.
The driver next to me.
Look at the horse.
He's called Steve.
Giddy up, horsey. Amazing girl, amazing voice. I love Stacey, says Amy in Wolverhampton.
Oh, thanks, Amy. I love you too.
Dan in Aylesbury, absolutely love this song. Feels so Christmassy. Merry Christmas, Stacey.
Merry Christmas.
Oh. There's lots of people loving that.
Oh, I thought you were going to go, oh, struggling to see any.
No. From one Dagenham girl to another, congratulations on your engagement. I also got engaged 3 weeks ago. I was in York, but not New York.
Oh, it's just the same.
Yeah. Old York.
It's just the same. See? Stacey's version of the best. Great voice from Kaylee driving to work. Jackie in Aberdeen loves it. Yeah. See?
Lots does feel Christmassy, that.
Mm. Oh, that's a great picture.
Brilliant. What?
A picture for Stacey, Alan and Burnley. So I said, have you heard it on the radio yet? And look, he's taken a picture of his screen. It says Radio 1 now playing Stacey Solomon.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, yes, we should print
please.
That for you.
Print it. I'm going to frame it. It's going straight up in the house.
There you go. Look at that, Alan. Your dashboard from your car is going to be framed in Stacey's house.
Thanks, Al.
That's a really good picture, actually.
It's cool. Mm.
Driving home for Christmas.
Does anyone else's radio do that?
No.
I mean, where's that car from, Al?
No, space.
Lots of them do it, yeah.
Mine doesn't. Does yours, Chris?
Well, if you've got a digital radio, it'll scroll across, or an RDS radio, it'll scroll
Is that
across.
What you've got in your car?
No.
Oh. I thought you were talking from experience.
Oh, no, on my digital radio at home, it'll scroll across, it'll say... Now playing Stay Solomon. Now, if you're listening to Radio 1 on your telly, it often says it as well.
Oh, yeah, but who listens to radio on the telly?
Loads of people.
I do.
Really?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
God, I'm not with the times, you know.
Oh, it's the future, Stacey.
I don't even have a radio.
You're well old. You've got me old. You're well old. You haven't got a clue. Oh, my God, hanging out with Stacey Solomon and you're going like that. Oh, yeah, it's been listening to a bit of Chase and Status. What? Who? What? Jason who? What? No, Chase and Status. What's that? Don't know. I don't even know who he is. No, it's not.
Yeah, but you say it like changed your status.
No, I don't. You don't? I say it properly.
And you have, because you're now engaged.
Yes.
Stacey's all giddy. My God, can you imagine what Stacey's like if she ever got depressed?
Well, might have it just be normal.
Do you ever? I reckon you'd be like that. Oh, I'm so depressed. Like Keith Chegwin.
Yeah.
My life's ruined. Anyway, look, we're going to do the news. But that's Stacey Solomon, Driving Home for Christmas, which is out now. And all the proceeds are going to charity, which is very nice. It's very nice of you.
Oh, nice person, Chris.
Chris Rea said, I'm going, the moving what? Charity. I've got a new conservatory on the build.
On the build?
On the build.
On the go.
That's how they are talking Borough, like.
He's from Borough, isn't he?
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway. All right, well, let's do a little trial, and then we'll do the news, and we'll come back when we'll have more of some, from the lovely Stacey Solomon. If you want to send a message in, Stacey, 81199, Martha in bed says, I've never really been a fan of Stacey, but after hearing on the radio, I really, really like her.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
It's about time you came round.
Yeah, stuff you, Martha.
Where have you been?
You think we're gonna be your friend now? This song makes it more bearable. Here's another one. Radio 1 now playing Driving Home for Christmas by Stacey Solomon.
Oh, I love those.
They're all coming in
I could
now.
Make a collage.
You could.
if we play it again after the news, like, and then people give 30 seconds, people give it time to take a picture and send
them
in.
I could make a massive mosaic collage and all of the Driving Home for Christmases will make a picture of my face.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That'll be pretty.
Yeah, you ruined it right at the end there. Imagine that. Need a no.
It'd be pretty.
Yeah, what?
You need a lot for the nose.
I wasn't going to say that.
You were.
I wasn't. No.
Yes, you were.
I wasn't.
Every day.
No.
Every day we film that
it
show.
It wasn't.
Have you seen her nose? Have you seen the size of that nose?
Oh.
It would be much louder than that. It would be like a foghorn.
Hang on.
Are you finding foghorn?
There she is.
I'm in the dressing room. She's in the dressing room next door. She's got a cold. You go, are you all right? All right, Stacey, love.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, well, it's handy to get around with.
What?
I'm in traffic or in the sea for any reason whatsoever.
In the traffic or the sea?
Yeah.
Is that how you get about?
Yeah.
It's either in a car or on a boat. One or the other. Never both.
How's it handy?
Because, you know, if people are in my way, especially when, like, I'm in the sea.
She just blows her nose.
I just...
Stacey's here! Stacey! Dead ahead! Move! Sitting on the front of an aeroplane which went to New York,
yeah.
People in the airport going like that, Concorde's back. She's like that, ticket, it's me.
Or in the sea when I'm laying upside down. Shock!
Oh, no! All right, you leave Stacey Solomon alone, you bully. I'm going to complain to Radio 1. Stacey Solomon was bullying herself. Right, let's do a little, one of these, then we'll do the news.
If you're listening to me on the radio, is it digital radio? Because don't forget...
It's now 8.40.
I love 8.40.
Thank you.
My favourite time of all the eights.
That's very... I'm glad you like it.
It's a good impression, isn't it, Stace?
Wonderful.
I mean... Wonderful. Who is it? Who are you doing?
I feel like I'm echoing round the room.
People are saying that their faces are aching from grinning so much because of you, Stacey.
From what in so much?
Grinning. So much. Because you make people happy, you make people smile.
Well, no, but I don't want them to ache.
Hi, Chris. We saw Stacey in New York and we had our picture taken with her. She was lovely. Good luck and all the best. Love, Janelle and Jilly.
Oh, hi, Janelle and Jilly.
There you go. Lots of messages coming in for you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year for lovely and beautiful Stacey. Which one's that? Who's she?
That's this Stacey.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. That's from Matt from Cold Poland.
Poland?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And Merry Christmas, Stacey. Congratulations on your engagement and the baby. I'm getting married next year and having a baby too, says Jackie in Cornwall.
Look at us, we're like twins.
Aren't you just... Merry Christmas, Stacey. You're really making me laugh. Can you be on the show every morning, says Amber, on a train to Fenchurch. No. No. Once a year, fine.
I'm going to follow you in every day.
Happy Christmas, Stacey. You're lovely. Chris, stop bullying her. What, me? Yeah, I'm not saying anything. Stacey's saying everything.
Well, exactly.
Me? Says Stacey. Stacey picked on me when we worked together.
Did she?
Oh.
Oh, would
she's
I?
She's a nightmare. Come on, Grandad. Let's go back to the studio. All of that.
I'd never say that. Yeah. Ever. I might say, come on, Greyhound.
Oh, amazing. See?
But Greyhounds are strong.
Yeah, and they're thin like a whippet.
And they win us money.
Right.
And we bet on them.
So I look like a Greyhound?
You never get a fat Greyhound, do you?
Well, that's true.
Mm.
Right, I'm going to play a bit of Stacey's song again. So if it pops up on your radio and it says what we're playing, you can take a picture and you can send it to us. And Stacey's going to make a little collage.
Mm, collage.
Oh, I am.
So if it comes up on your radio now, playing Drono for Christmas by Stacey Solomon, take a picture of it and send it to us, 81199.
And just think, your picture might be part of a huge picture that goes in your downstairs loo or somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, not in the loo.
Will you not put it in the loo?
Oh, right in front of the TV. Oh,
okay.
It's going right there.
Driving home for Christmas.
Oh, I can't wait to see those faces.
Can you drive?
Yeah.
All right, imagine if you couldn't drive. Being driven home for Christmas. Got my driver in the front.
I could just about drive.
And it's been so long, but I'll be there to sing this song.
You got a lovely singing voice. So much nicer than your talking voice.
Oh. Love how you went, yes.
Well.
Cheers.
Stand it down.
Top to toe and tailbacks.
Top to toe. Cohen-Tailbar.
People are so clever.
What do you mean?
I mean, I would never have thought to take a picture of that.
I think Alan did it because you said you haven't heard it on the radio, so he sent you a picture of it.
I mean, what a genius.
I know. Mm.
He started something now.
Hey, our listeners are very clever, you know.
You had to think quick.
Gotta think quick. Oh, my God, someone else has sent us a picture of their radio. It just says, great talking with music in between.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. Driving it. Oh, someone sent us a picture. They've downloaded it. And then this one, Paul from Eastleigh, doesn't have a radio which says what it's playing. So he's written on a post-it note.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Very retro.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that.
So all the pictures are going to come in now, which is very nice. Of Stacey being played on the radio. Not that picture. That's a rude one, don't
I?
No, you don't want to see.
I do.
No, you're too innocent for that picture. Please. Oh, no, you're way too innocent.
There are cameras on as well. Oh, yeah. I delete that.
Oh, is it? What is it?
Is it like... Right, don't say what it is.
It's gone. It's gone.
Now I'm in suspense.
Yeah. Right, there you go. That's Stacey's lovely song. Right, we better play something else and then we'll come back. If you want to send a message to Stacey, 811-9 on the text, we'll read some out. Come on, let's get everybody texting in. Let's get Stacey Solomon trending around the world on Twitter for bringing happiness and joy to all our lives.
Aww.
Just for one morning, though, that's it. One morning. Not every day. I'm crazy.
You'd be blessed to have you every day.
I'd be blessed to be deaf. Right, it's 8:45. Luke in Cambridge is texting saying, hello, happy Christmas. I think that's how all our texts should start this week.
Hello, happy Christmas.
Have I missed the announcement of where I can get tickets for the karaoke?
Nope.
No, you haven't missed it yet, Luke. But it is in Cambridge on Thursday. When are we going to announce that?
How to get tickets? Definitely not tomorrow.
Wednesday then, maybe?
Wednesday? I'd listen on either, I don't know, one of those days.
Yeah, we're not going to say when, but if Luke were to listen... on Wednesday, he'd have a better chance of finding out than if he listened tomorrow.
Or Friday.
I'd say you could have a day off tomorrow.
No, don't have a day off the show.
No, that's a good point. Still tick the box if you get a little...
Why don't you come with us, Stacey?
Oh, I'd love to come with.
On Thursday night in Cambridge.
Are you around?
Yeah.
Really?
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Will you sing?
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh well. But, I mean, no, that would be...
You could do a duet with Chris.
I'd love that. I'd love it. Go on.
Driving home for Christmas.
What's that?
I see red lights all around.
Whose version is that?
That's me. That's my version.
Soon there'll be a freeway, yeah.
You sound like a monster.
I sound lovely.
Have you got any requests, Stacey?
Will you stop flirting with me? Good Lord.
Flirting?
So compliment this, compliment that. what were we asking?
I was going to ask Stacey if you got any requests. If you did a duet with Chris,
oh,
what would you do? Because we've got a band who plays the music.
If I was to do a duet with Chris, I'd like to do Nelly and Kelly.
Nelly and Kelly?
Nelly and Kelly.
That's a tough one.
What? Nelly the elephant? You cheeky kid.
No.
You're large and grey, she did say.
Nelly. Welcome to Nellyville. That kind of Nelly.
All right. I don't know if they do Nelly and Kelly.
I bet they do. All like that.
What's that? Dilemma?
Dilemma.
Yeah.
Or you could do the Pogues.
Yeah, we could do that.
Fairy Tale of New York.
Definitely do that
one. You scumbag, that one.
All right. Oh, my God.
Meant with feeling.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I'm just practicing.
All right.
The big day.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun then Thursday if you come in.
Oh, I'd love that. Thanks. Thanks for the invite.
You scumbag. Hang on, you're not even singing that song. Hang on, I just want to say. How's your little fella?
Ah, he's lovely. Absolutely lovely. Excited about Christmas.
I bet.
/ Hanukkah.
Has he?
He's in his Hanukkah play tomorrow. I'm not even joking. I think he's a candle. I'm very proud. Either the fourth or the seventh candle. I'm not sure.
Does he write to Santa?
Yeah, we wrote a letter this year.
Oh.
Yeah. It's only two things on the list, though, so I'm struggling to think well.
What, peace and happiness?
That's what he wants.
And number one for mummy.
No, he wants two little toys out of cars, and that's what he wants. So I'm struggling to find what else to get him. You know, the usual socks.
Well, Santa will do it, don't worry.
Yeah, I'll leave it to Santa.
Yeah,
he'll know.
Christmas. coming down the chimney on Christmas Eve.
If only we had a chimney.
Well, yeah, he finds
He'll knock on the door.
Mm.
Yeah. I'll let him in.
He'll get in, don't worry. And will you leave him a little mince pie?
Yeah, we're going to leave him some mince pie and milk and then some carrots for the reindeer.
Aww.
Yeah.
Love that.
I'm almost positive that my other half will eat it through the night.
No, he won't.
He'll save it for Father Christmas.
He better.
Imagine Santa sneaking in to catch your fella Aaron's eating a carrot going, oh, hello, Santa. oh, give me that. I'm sorry.
Rudolph will starve.
I remember when I got a letter from Santa.
Oh, have you still got it?
Yeah. He wrote back.
Yeah, he left me a note to say thank you for the mince pie and for the carrots for the reindeer. And he said that it was good because they were tired and they needed a break. So he said it was perfect. And
did he leave you any magic dust?
No, he didn't leave me any magic dust. But the weird thing is, Santa had exactly the same handwriting as my dad.
It's weird, that, isn't it?
But apparently that's so you can read it.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
The writing, so, you know,
so that you can recognise it, yeah.
He has to write in all sorts of different languages, so I assume that his language, his writing is mooded, you know, so from door to door it just changes.
Because you're right.
Yeah.
Like a Jedi mind trick. And then the sleigh comes round ours sometimes where I live.
Mm.
It's not a proper sleigh.
This one.
Well,
it rings a bell.
Well,
and sometimes asks for scrap metal.
No, it's not.
Well, I bring out your dad.
Yeah. It's not rag and bone. Yeah. No. But the only thing is, this sleigh that comes round is it's pulled along by a Renault Clio.
Mm.
So it's not, there's no reindeers. Yeah.
No, I think it's because obviously the reindeer can't work all year round, just the one night.
Well, they Christmas Eve.
Yeah, exactly. So they have to use...
Have you seen the film Arthur Christmas yet? You should.
I have, actually.
Have you been to see it?
It's good, isn't it?
It is good. It's good, but nothing beats, like, you know, Home Alone and the old school stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't get over those ones. Actually, I love The Grinch.
Oh.
An Elf.
Elf is brilliant.
Elf is
have you never seen it? You've seen Elf.
Elf is me, but a man version in an elf costume.
Oh, you would love Elf.
He's just like me, but a man, and he's an elf. But apart from that,
it's me.
He's just me.
Can't believe you've never seen that.
No, that is the best one.
No, I need to see it. Mm. I will do. Anyway, lots of messages coming in. Hannah says, I'm not really in the Christmas mood yet, but when I listen to you guys, it makes me smile. Isn't that nice?
But it's only like, how many days we got? Six?
Six. Yeah.
Saturday, Sunday.
I mean, when do you get in the Christmas mood if you're not in it now?
Now, definitely.
Now, come on, it's Christmas.
Woo!
Hobbsy says, I'm going to miss you on the Iceland adverts during I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Aww.
You'll still see her popping up.
Mm.
With the dinosaur faces or whatever it is.
Dinosaur chicken, isn't it? And smiley faces.
Dinosaur chicken, smiley faces.
And what's smiley faces?
Smiley face potatoes.
Little potato-y things, aren't they?
Yeah, they're so good.
With a smiley face.
You can make a face at the smiley faces.
Mm.
So you're like, eyes, nose, face.
See?
Really
and dinosaur good. Chicken.
Dinosaur chicken is chicken.
Is it really the meat from a dinosaur?
Yes.
Wow.
They've preserved it for millions of years.
Mm. Wow. Nice.
So like a little chicken, but a dinosaur
but
chicken.
But pterodactyl.
Wow.
In breadcrumbs.
Can you imagine? It's a real dog. All right, let's play another song. What should we play? What do you like?
Is there another Christmas song?
I can find one
I
if you want
that
to.
Looking.
That's a good one. Mm. I like the old ones. I'm dreaming of a white...
You all right? You having a breakdown? What are you doing?
You know that one.
Do you want to lie down? What's up?
White Christmas.
All right, okay. Is that what you're doing?
Oh, we should play for Stacey chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Where
I
is
like that?
That
one.
Jack Frost nipping at your chestnuts.
Jack-na.
Did we put that in here, Al?
I don't know what that is. Hang on.
Well, we did the other day. Do you remember when we did the edit? The Jack Frost nipping at your chestnuts?
Alan might have been off.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
no,
were you not
I was
here?
No, I was here, and it's not in that bit, so I'll find it for you.
Sorry, we've all gone quiet.
Sorry, I was just thinking about that over the weekend and thinking how nice of you to hear that again.
But there's no chestnuts left.
Why?
What, ever?
Not now.
Is there like a global shortage?
Oh, I think there must be. I think there must have run out of chestnuts in this country.
Because normally...
You're looking everywhere, and this is usually the time where they cook them on the fire.
Yeah.
And you pick them up in a bag. No, none. Not even out of like your local supermarket.
There must be.
No.
There must be some chestnuts
if
in Essex.
If anyone knows if there's chestnuts in Essex, let me know.
Right.
Because they're
normally,
my favourite.
Normally, they're on the street, aren't they, outside all the big department stores?
Yeah, people cook them up.
Mm.
Some are a little bit burnt. I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Then they get moved along for like illegal hawking and stuff.
Say now, can you can't have any mulled wine, can you?
Why?
Because it's wine. You can't drink.
Well, they say a glass a day.
Oh, is that what they say?
Yeah.
Do they?
Oh, there you go.
That's all right. No,
do they? I
mean, yeah.
Well, not a day.
Dominic must be heavily pregnant.
I don't think
then.
So. No,
he's on a bottle a day.
I think you're allowed.
No, you are
allowed.
One. Yeah, you're allowed like a little
with your
a little
dinner.
Drink.
Well. Yeah, Dominic must be very heavily pregnant.
What's the other one they say as well when you're pregnant? Like half a Guinness or something like that, because the iron...
And a bag of gravel. And chicken Kiev and cheesecake at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yep, that's what they say.
Have you had any cravings or anything?
No, actually, I never ever drink tea or coffee, but every morning I've had like a tea with about 10 sugars in it.
Really?
Yeah, really need the sugar.
Well... You got that? You got baby Christopher to look after.
Oh no, God!
Yeah,
might as well feed him.
Brilliant. That's right. Yeah, oh, little fat Christopher, fatting up for Christmas.
Another sugar, Chris.
All right. What a bully! Right, I'm gonna play this for you. You want an old one? You can have an old one. Just for Stacey to get you in the mood for Christmas. Bing Crosby. Ah, Bing Crosby. Just for you, Stacey.
Howdy ho.
Howdy ho.
Howdy ho.
That's Terry Wogan, that's your mate.
Howdy ho.
Howdy ho.
You know the mulled wine thing? It's a small glass a week, not a day.
Right.
Oh, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. I knew it was one of those. I knew it was either a day or a week.
Yeah.
A small glass a week.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
This makes me want to sway.
Well, that'll hurt you. Listen, here we go.
Jack Frost nipping at your chestnuts.
You don't want that. You don't want Jack Frost nipping at your chestnuts, Stacey. Especially in your state. Right, Stacey, they were selling roast chestnuts at Colchester Market on Saturday, says Alan.
It's a little bit of a way, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's a long way, that.
Andy in West Hill says, I roast chestnuts on our wood burner at home. It smells really festive.
That oh, nice. Where do you live, Andy?
He lives in West Hill. Dagenham Market for chestnuts, they're lovely.
That's a bit closer.
Only because it's my uncle, says Jamie, trucking in Colchester.
Thanks, Jamie. Be down there on Sunday.
M&S and Loughton of chestnuts, says Ricky in Loughton. Dagenham Market for chestnuts, can't beat it. Stacey will know the place, says Steve in Dagenham.
I certainly do.
This is like Essex Chestnut Watch, isn't
Harlow
it?
Harlow Town of Gotham, says Scott.
Harlow, eh?
Harlow.
Yeah,
Harlow. Harlow, Stacey.
Harlow.
Hey, it's Harlow.
I say like a cat. You know how many cats are?
Harlow.
If you can ever imagine a cat to say hello.
If you imagine a talking cat, you go, Harlow.
I would say hello to everyone in Harlow. Hello. Hello, darling. I was watching Gavin and Stacey yesterday. Hello, darling.
Oh.
I sent James Corden a picture of me in front of my telly with Gavin and Stacey written on it and sent it. It's going, guess, look what I'm watching. And he sent me a reply back going, about bloody time. I went, well, that's not fair. I watched episode one in 2007. I'm on episode two now. I'll be tuning in for the third
one. The Christmas one's really funny.
Yeah, they're all good. It's really good. So Christmas. Yeah. You'll be at home?
Yeah, my first Christmas at my house.
Ah.
Oh. Woo!
Wake up early Christmas Day.
Yeah, nah.
No?
No, we're sleeper inners, me and my son.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Will he not be up really early?
No, we get up about 10.
Oh, that's great. Wow.
Even with presents, sat downstairs.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't wake him up, he gets a little grouchy.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Christmas grouch.
Real diva.
Shut up, Mum.
Does he goes, go away, I'm sleeping.
Wow.
That's amazing.
What a dream.
Yeah.
That'll be 10 o'clock this year. It's tasting like that. Come on, let's go presents. No, come on, Mum.
I'll be up at 6 going, he's been. I can't believe it. He chose us.
He chose us. That must have been good.
You're Zachary's like a teenager already.
No, he's like a 19-year-old. Can't wait,
Mum. And then Christmas dinner.
I'm making it. Well, I say I'm making it, but we're all contributing.
Right.
I make the turkey.
Right.
And I said to, Dad, you bring the potatoes.
Nice.
Mom, you bring the veg. Gem, I'll bring the cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
So everyone's got their part to
play. Who's bringing the dinosaur chicken?
Well, that's for starters.
Right.
So I'm just going to take that out to defrost.
Nice.
Around 6.
Yeah.
It's going straight in the oven.
And you're having an Eskimo roll?
Yep, Eskimo roll for after.
Oh, you see, he's got it all sorted.
No one likes Christmas pudding.
Do you know what? I don't like
Christmas pudding. It's the worst pudding.
Do you know what? Every year, though, it's like that. Every year, I get judged, right? So you go out for a bit of lunch and they go, bit of Christmas, Christmas pudding, Christmas cake. And I'm going, I don't like Christmas cake. Everybody around the table will go, what? You don't have it? I'm like, I don't like it.
But that's like wedding cake. I mean, fruit cake.
I like it.
Invented that.
And brandy butter's horrible, isn't it?
I bet you love sprouts, don't you?
Yeah, I do really like sprouts. I like veg, though. Right. But I don't like fruit cake.
No.
I mean, why not have a chocolate cake or a Victoria sponge?
Well, we have trifle. My mum makes a wicked trifle.
We have sticky toffee pudding.
For Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
Do you?
Sticky toffee
That's
pudding.
That's a better pudding, though, isn't it?
What?
Sticky toffee pudding.
It's a better
pudding.
Do you
have trifle?
Pudding. Trifle. I always have trifle. Yeah, and mum has to make two.
Does she make them herself?
Yeah.
Minus the sponge.
No, she puts a bit of sponge
in
there.
I hate
fruit
the sponge.
In there, all good.
I love it when you have a homemade trifle and it's just jelly, cream and custard.
Well, that's what now, that's what my mum has to make, because my brother doesn't like the fruit in these. He likes a nice plain trifle.
Mm.
So she makes a big one in a bowl for us and then a little one in a little bowl for our kid. Isn't that nice?
Oh, that is sweet.
We're out for Christmas Day this year.
Are you?
Yeah, McDonald's.
Nice. Yeah, are you going to go upstairs?
Yeah.
Good.
And we're going to find the one with the play bit.
Yeah,
obviously.
I like that.
So I don't
That'd
get
be really
too
nice.
Bored.
Sit on the pirate ship.
Yeah, exactly. You know, go into the, throw all the balls around. Bad expression. Stacey, really?
Yeah.
Stop it. So no, it's going to be lovely. I'm
That'll
looking forward
so
to
sweet.
It. And I'm going to be driving home for Christmas, listening to
Driving Home for Christmas.
Woo! By Stacey Solomon. Everyone go and get it. Go on. Buy Stacey's Christmas song. See if we can get her into the top 30.
Have you downloaded it?
Yep.
Right, that wasn't reassuring, was it?
I'm doing it now.
I mean, you've got an iPhone.
I'm doing it.
It's no excuse.
All right, I'll do it now as we speak.
You better.
Have you got Dominic the Donkey?
In fact, has everyone in this building downloaded it?
Oh, dear.
I like the idea of you just...
I'm leaving!
Stopping people going, have you downloaded it?
Have you?
Have you downloaded my song yet? She's walking through the streets of London. Hey, you! What? Dragging him into HMV by the scruff of the neck. Come on, you! Right, let me have a little search. Right, so I'll go Stacey Solarperson. There it is. Oh, look at that, driving home for Christmas.
Found it.
Straight away, yeah. Put my passcode in. Not want anyone to see it. Not having Alan downloading
it. Oh, what is it?
24 back catalogue.
I bet I can guess it.
On my account.
Don't do it on air.
Yeah, don't.
Jelly beans.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
She looked like one of those that would love to have jelly beans as their passport.
Where are you even going with this? Jelly beans, thanks.
Jelly babies.
Dinosaur chicken, that's my password. And potato faces.
Smiley faces.
You can't get it right, can you?
I don't, because I don't. I've never.
What's wrong with you?
Do you know the irony?
Go on.
I know why mums go there, but I've never been there. I've never been in, I just haven't.
But you've never had smiley face potatoes?
No.
Well, you haven't lived.
I've not had dinosaur chicken.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Eskimo roll?
See, is that Arctic roll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dinosaur ham?
Dinosaur. That's the other one you told me about.
Yeah, you've never had dinosaur ham.
It's the ham from a dinosaur.
Yes.
What?
Right, so you have this pink bit, which is ham,
right.
And the white bit in the middle of the ham, which is dinosaur. All you do is you peel the pink bit around and then you're left with a little dinosaur. You can eat that.
Wow.
It's really fun.
Do you know what? I just haven't lived. I really haven't.
No.
I need to sort myself out.
Honestly.
Here we go. There's a picture of Stacey on the front cover trying to look sexy. Always makes me laugh.
I am sexy.
We had to do the little adverts for the TV show. So we're all dressed up. Stacey's in a lovely dress. I'm all suited and booted and all that, all made up, looking lovely. And I'm like, Stacey has to do a look into the camera and look all sexy. And I've got to do a look into the camera and look all hunky and manly. Right? I think she looks brilliant. And I think I look like a dog in a suit, right? She thinks I look lovely. She thinks she looks like a divvy.
Right.
So the pair of us are there, kind of giggling, laughing to each other. And we have to turn to the camera and look all kind of like moody and sexy like that. And not laugh either. It's the hardest thing to do.
That must have taken forever, didn't it, to get that shot?
I'm not the type that has that magnum look down. So when Chris is like, with his eyebrow.
Looking like Zoolander.
Yeah, no, he looks really cool. I just think, oh, my God, just smile. That's all you've got. Get your gums out.
They have to.
Guns or gums?
Gums.
Oh, right.
They had to zoom the camera right into her eye, so it's a real slow zoom. And it literally, from the other side of the studio, comes in, goes nearer and nearer and nearer,
like an
right into the eye. Stacey can't move, she can't blink. So once the camera's kind of out of the same position, I'm done. I can move out of the way and just stare at her, stick my tongue out at her, whatever. And she has to remain dead still, trying to look all sexy and not blink. She's like this.
Well,
she's going to fall over. but no, it was all good. Anyway, listen, I better let you go.
Mm.
We could hang out. You can hang out as much as you want.
Because we're going to see you on Thursday.
I know.
Yeah.
It's nuts roasting on an open fire.
We'll have some for you.
Careful. Mind your chestnut salad.
Oh, yeah.
Here comes
Jack Frost.
I'm only coming Thursday if there's chestnuts.
Well, Jack Frost will be nipping at them, so we'll find some for you.
Oh.
On Thursday
night. This will be a mission. If you don't find them...
Well, I won't find him. I'll send Alan them out for him. So I'll mention it to Alan. Alan will make Matt go and get him.
Well, hopefully Cambridge have them somewhere.
Yeah.
Someone will let us know.
8999.
What's the market? What's the text message?
Dagenham Market.
Dagenham Market. There
it's not near Cambridge.
That's a long way away.
We don't pass it to get to Cambridge, do we?
No.
Should we send Matt Finchley to Cambridge via Dagenham Market?
Yeah, send it to Dagenham Market.
There you are.
My kid.
And then you get your chairs.
But Dagenham Market's only open on a Sunday.
Oh, is it?
Oh, well, we're stuffed then, aren't we?
Missed it then.
Mm.
Should have gone yesterday.
There must be somewhere to get midweek chestnuts. I would imagine.
Chestnuts!
Chestnuts! well, listen, lovely to see you.
Thanks for having me.
What's Billy Bear Ham? What's that?
Billy Bear Ham. Oh, yeah, you can get Billy Bear Ham, which is a little teddy bear face.
Oh, my. Do they sell any normal food? Like strips of ham in a packet?
They've got
normal ham.
Or
does it all come as like Alsatian leg ham or raccoon eyes?
That horrible ham with like the mustard crackly bit around the side.
What's just, wrong with that?
That is the grossest one.
No, it's not. It's
like
lovely.
Posh rubbish one.
It's just ham, honey roasted ham.
Yeah, but then you have to eat that crusty bit on the outside.
It's nice.
Yuck.
Oh, my God. Just because it's not in the shape of a pterodactyl. have a lovely Christmas.
Thank you. We'll see you on Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday,
it'll be lovely, and we'll be hanging out with the lovely Stacey Solomon. And don't forget, go and buy her song, Driving Home for Christmas, because all the proceeds go to charity, which is very nice. Ladies and gentlemen, lovely Stacey Solomon. Merry Christmas, Stacey.
Merry Christmas.